It's tobacco time. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Oh, I'm probably on my maybe 30th crop, maybe 35th crop, probably.
A long-standing tradition for still some farmers across Tennessee is raising tobacco, and producers are about halfway through setting this year's crop, which includes just over 22,000 acres of burley and dark types of tobacco. That's up about 4% from last year. Charlie Hancock raises it in Stewart County.
I don't know. It's kind of a tradition to always get the tobacco, but going good. Plants were a little late this year because of the cold nights. It's one of the first time I ever seen that the ground was ready and the plants wasn't. We had to kind of wait till we got them warm nights, but everybody's getting a lot set now. I'd say we're getting close to 50% crop being put out.
Hancock raises about 55 acres of dark-fired tobacco, which will be used for smokeless products, and for the past few years, he's thought there would be less growers staying with it. But
in our area, it's almost flourished. I mean, it's a lot of demand for plants. There's a demand for sticks. There's barns being built, and I would have never dreamed it. But it's just in our area, we got a lot of companies right in our back door, and that's been very beneficial to us.
In Robertson County, farmer Buddy Bryant is also carrying on that long-standing tradition of raising dark-fired tobacco.
Yeah, my granddaddy raised tobacco, my dad raised tobacco, and you know, we're raising tobacco there on the farm. It's changed a lot in some aspects, but in other ways it hadn't changed any. It's exactly the way it's always been. Hard work, it's hot, it's timely, you have to get it done when it needs to get done.
Bryant and his family are raising about 130 acres this year, and they too are about halfway through setting this crop. And just like everyone else, it's just simply a busy time of the year on the farm.
Yeah, right now setting time, and of course it's also hay cutting time and other things on the farm, so you kind of work it out where you can get one thing done and move on to something else.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.